How long have you been in Orlando?
This has been my fourth year.
So what took you to that part of the country?
Kind of several different issues. Probably the biggest one being that my partner, Chris Levy, had come down here in 2007. And after like 5.5 years of living apart, I just decided that that wasn't working for me anymore.
Right. It's just interesting. My sister lives in Kissimmee and my niece lives in Orlando. So
okay, yep.
I've got some connections down there. Now, you were the first of Springfield Contemporary Theater's offerings in their Missouri Solo Play Festival in January. And your show is titled Firing My Bass Teacher. Okay, let's talk about this show. This deals with what you call an accidental career. Why do you call it an accidental career?
Well, because I grew up in rural Missouri, up near the Lake of the Ozarks, in an environment where the world was really not your oyster there. You know, you were going to grow up and you were going to get a job at the gas station or the uniform company or the shoe manufacturer or whatever there was there. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of escape from rural Missouri. And so every step of my process has just been trying to not get stuck at some level that I was pretty sure that I was going to be miserable at. And of course, no one will tell you at the beginning of a career that you even have one, because all you are is a young kid learning how to play an instrument or singing. And there are no promises at all. All you're trying to do is survive your very next performance, wherever that is.
Well, you became pretty famous around here just for the sheer versatility that you displayed. How many instruments do you play? Or, I mean, can you even count as how many there are?
It's hard to count just because you start getting into subcategories
right.
of things. You know, like there are four main saxophones and even a few more after that if you want to keep going into the different keys. You know, so how many instruments does the saxophone count for?
Right.
You know, I'm going to count for four of them because that's how many I own. That's how many I can show up at the gig with.
Well, maybe we should just break it down into larger categories. Keyboards, woodwinds, percussion, what else?
Yeah, brass. I was a trumpet major during my 6 years of college. Yeah, even though I didn't get a performance degree, that was always my major instrument was trumpet. And I ended up working with some trumpet players who ended up having really wonderful careers playing with people like Buddy Rich and Maynard Ferguson and that crew. And I'm still good friends with them on Facebook, but I think I figured out pretty early on that I wouldn't really be happy in that kind of career.
Playing in a big band. How did this solo performance that you're doing, how did that actually come about?
I had been actually thinking about it for quite a while because of my involvement here in Orlando with the Orlando International Fringe Festival. Every year, there's a lottery, and you put your name in the hat, and they literally draw your name, and if you get drawn, you get to put on your show. And the problem is that sometimes you get put on a waiting list. And I've been on the waiting list several times. In fact, I'm on the waiting list right now so far down that I really don't think they're going to call me whatsoever. But I've always wanted to have the show in my back pocket that I could do myself, like with my own musical equipment at the drop of a hat with very little lead time.
So this has been formulating for a while then?
Yeah, because when I first started trying to write for the theater, you know, I was writing for these big ensemble casts and these things that you have to rehearse for weeks and weeks to get to the point where you can put it in front of an audience.
Right.
And up until this point, I really didn't have anything that I could do by myself with minimal help from anyone else.
So tell us about the story that you're telling in Firing My Bass Teacher.
Okay, well, I am very fortunate that a lot of my previous music teachers are still alive. You know, they're still with us, and they agreed to be part of the project, and I've actually got voice recordings of them that I interact with. throughout the show. Yeah, the little tidbits of wisdom that they told me that have always stuck with me. And my bass teacher was kind of a very contentious figure, and it's more of an exorcism really than a firing. but I'll leave that for people who actually come see the show.
Is this the one who nearly ruined everything?
Yes. this is the one who continues to try to get in my way. So.
But even to this very day, huh?
Even in this very day.
Now, this will be the world premiere production of Firing My Bass Teacher. And as you said, it's a one-person show. You wrote it, you're performing it, but you do have an outside director. You have Rick Dines directing you.
Yes, yeah, Rick Dines, who is probably the one person that I would say, if I had a theater teacher, it would be him.
Mm.
Even though, you know, I don't know if he would see himself as such, but he was kind of the person who would, you know, tell me very obvious things that I should have known and would have known if I had, say, you know, majored in theater in college instead of music.
All right.
You know, just like very, very basic misunderstandings I had, and he would had this marvelous way of clearing them up with, you know, one very pungent sentence or two every now and then. I could probably do an extra show on what it was like to learn how to write for theater, but maybe that'll be.
That'll be your next project, maybe.
Yeah.
But this one, you're telling your, basically, kind of your life story in music and songs, patter, and playing nearly 20 instruments, I guess, through the course of the show.
Yes. And I'm in the process of editing at the moment. And it's kind of interesting to me how the songs that I have picked tell probably like even a more truthful story than maybe I would put into words. I mean, things that maybe I wouldn't mention because I'm embarrassed about it, and then there it is in the song.
Right. That I think that often happens to musicians, doesn't it, to songwriters?
Yes. I think if you aspire to anything, you know, it will happen to you. If you aspire to anything more than, you know, like booty-shaking dance floor anthems where you're revealing nothing about yourself.
Right. The inner you will come out.
Yes, whether you want it to or not.
Now, how many performances are you going to be doing?
5. They're going to get me in early because I had to come back to Orlando as I work down here at the Winter Park Playhouse, and I'm going to be in the pit for the show playing then as I am for every show they do there. So I'm a staff pit musician. I'll probably take off right after my show on the 10th, actually.
Mm.
I won't get to stay around to see absolutely everybody, so that'll be a kind of a bummer. I will look forward to being back and doing all the Springfield things that you can't do down here.
Right. When was the last time you were back?
I was actually back last summer. I had a couple weeks off, and they kind of proscripted me to play in the orchestra for Leap of Faith over at Tent. And so I thought, okay, this is a good paying vacation for me, and I was able to take care of some lagging business I had up there.
Well, it'll be good to have you back.
It'll be great to be back.
All right, well, thanks,
everybody.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Randy.
We'll see you later.
You bet.
Bye.
Yeah.